Yo, what's up, people? It is the voice of Lois Tavikabo on our final episode for the year 2019, for the decade, and I have titled this, "It's a Wrap," in quotes, "It's a Wrap." Okay. So this is Podcast Friday's Talk with Lois, and we are going to be wrapping up a lot of things. We are going to be wrapping up on the year 2019, on the decade, on everything. We're going to be talking about Christmas, New Year. This is like the final episode for this year, and the next time you are going to be hearing my voice is 2020. Make some noise. Okay. Let's start. So, for starters, I think this decade started when I was in primary school, getting into secondary school. Oh my god, no, I think I was secondary school in 2010. I think I was secondary school by then. And you know, looking back, I think God has been faithful. I think a lot has happened that has been mind-blowing. Lots of things have occurred that have shaped my life, you know. If you even look at your own life, lots of experiences, things that have changed you, things that have made you to be the person that you are currently, your personality, things that have tampered with your life one way or another. So I would say it's, you know, it's been a wow-woo. Like, I would say that it's been, I really do not know how to explain it, but I know that a lot of growth has occurred. I mean, we wrote WAEC, we wrote JAMB, you know. From secondary school, we went into the university. You know, God has been faithful. So a lot of growth, a lot of learning. We've had a lot of achievements just this year. I mean, university for me, it was graduation, you know, financial stability to an extent, and or will I say financial increment in some way, you know. This decade also, you had heartbreaks, you know. We're not excluding ourselves from heartbreaks, okay? We've had heartbreaks. Shout out to all the people that have had heartbreaks this decade. Shout out to all the men as come, women as come gang. Shout out to all the people that have gotten their fragile hearts broken and they feel love does not exist. All the people that grew up, that transformed from being teenagers to adults in this decade. Shout out to all of you. You know, I'm one of you. Okay, let me not exempt myself. But I think it has been amazing, basically. So just recall whatsoever it is as you're listening to my voice, as you're hearing me. Just think of, you know, where you have been. Think of all the things that have happened to you and just create a mental picture, and you will see that God has been faithful. So, moving on from the decade, how has 2019 been? Talking to a friend, and he was like, 2019 hasn't been his best. He just wants the year to come to an end and stuff. And it's like, fair enough. But for me, I would say my 2019 was better off than... I don't know if my 2019 was better than my... Okay, my 2018 was more challenging. But I would say my 2019, I achieved a lot. You know, my project, graduating, traveling, making friends, learning, experiencing new things for myself. It's been challenging. It's been tough. I mean, it's part of the whole package. But I would say 2019 has not been a bad year for me. Yes, I'm still very much single. I mean, that's part of the whole package too. So emotionally, I think I lost it at some point, but I was able to regain myself back. I was able to heal one way or another, and God was there. Appraising myself, I would say I learned a lot. I picked up online classes. I was able to gauge my personal discipline in terms of studying online and making up something for myself in like the online space and social media and all of that. I was able to challenge myself, and I think 2019 has not been a bad year for me. I do not know about you, but for me, 2019 has not been a bad year. So I'm just trying to make sure I touch every area, you know, and make this a worthy wrap, because we are wrapping this up. We are wrapping the year up. Now, moving on to Christmas. We are not wasting any time. Christmas, first and foremost, Jesus is the reason for this season. So all of you that are doing Dirty December, hey, from No Not November, you now move to Dirty. You think that's a safe translation, or you think, you know, you can just transit or transmit. I don't even understand, just like that. No, it doesn't work that way. So all of you that are doing Dirty December, so first of all, I have to stop my Lagos people, okay? Dirty December in Lagos is not safe because you are going to do night vigil on the road. So if you want to do Dirty December and you are going to, yeah, after your Dirty December, you shall do night vigil on the road and you'll be frustrated one way or another. But I mean, it's your pick. Yeah, you want to choose, so make your choice. And anyways, basically, all of you that are doing Dirty December, sha, me, I just stay here. I don't know what to say again. I just stay, okay? Pray for my December to start being dirty, but I don't think that's forthcoming. So I'm just, you know, going to day my day and just be on my own and accept whatever my fate is going to be. However, let us not forget. Let us also not get lost with the Yuletide season, with the festivities. Let us not forget the reason, the ultimate reason for the season, and that is Jesus Christ. You know, on Christmas Day, we're going to see a lot of masquerades. We're going to see people getting drunk. We're going to see people getting high. You know, everybody just want jaye. But at some point, I think we lose it and we forget that, hey, Jesus was born on this day. We forget to spread love. We forget to share our time with somebody. We forget to tell our friends how much they mean to us. You know, we forget to share our food. It's not all about rice and... I mean, some people just see rice and chicken during Christmas, which is very wrong, you know, honestly. And sometimes I feel so bad because it's like, oh God, oh, what am I doing? Me, same that I'm talking, what am I doing? But I know I try my very best, but I just like personalizing it. It's like a challenge for me. What am I doing to contribute to put a smile on someone's face, you know? But I think I'm going to work on that very well next year. So Christmas is not just about you guys. Christmas is about spending time with people, giving, showing love, surprising your friends, you know, sending them gifts. Let them have something to look up to on Boxing Day. Let them exchange a gift. Me, that I'm talking, like, I don't have anything to look up to any Christmas. It just is, you know, a normal Christmas for me that I do not have to unbox gifts, sadly. But I mean, I still try my best to spread love and tell people Merry Christmas and celebrate with other people, you know. So if the spirit is leading you to send my gift in cash form or in kind to my house, I'd really appreciate it, you know. Surprise me, it's gonna be good for me. I'm gonna, you know, give you some recognition next year in my next podcast. So anyways, guys, this Christmas, do something different, okay? Do something different. Spread love, visit people that you have not seen, buy lunch for that taxi driver, take somebody out, be spontaneous. I mean, just be spontaneous and just do anything, but make sure you are putting a smile on someone's face. Even if it is just one person, make sure you are putting a smile on someone's face. So now I'm done with Christmas, Abby. Now let's talk about New Year. Because you're not hearing my voice still. Next year, 2020. You don't hear my voice till 2020. A lot of people will start saying this New Year, 2020. I'm going to cut people off. All the people with huge scissors, I'm going to cut people off. 2020, no nonsense. 2020, no rubbish shenanigans. 2020, no this. People are talking left, right, center. Everybody wants to say something about 2020. Oh God, madam, calm down. Hell, you that you want to cut somebody off with scissors, you have you focused on your own toxic traits? Do you even know your toxic traits, or you feel you are not exempted from this whole toxic nature or whatever? Please, everybody has their own side, everybody get their own comma, you know. You are not exempted. So in as much as people are trying to deal with you, does not mean that you're all perfect. You know, you have your own flaws, and most of the times you are blinded to them, and it's only people that can see them and say, okay, this is it, this is this, hey, you need to work on this, you need to work on that. So before you bring that scissors to cut people off, try to see if you can tell people, hey, you know, in a nice way, your friends, or please, not well wishers, not acquaintances, please, you are not close to those people, and as such they can like to give you some 2019 insults before you get into the 2020 proper. So your friends, people you know that, hey, you cherish, they're important to you, you value them in your life, you know, you can say, hey, like, use your own coded way, your own style, have fun, you know, go on, change this, you know, all those kind of things, know how you relate with your guy, yo G, what's up, wagwan, that kind of thing, and be able to come to a middle ground, you know. Basically, now you know how another take relates, basically. So just know what you are doing. And then something that seems or sounds very cliche, New Year resolutions. My God, I think it was last year, but I got really open to this whole New Year resolution thing. And I told people, do not make New Year resolutions. Instead, write prayer points. I put it down here. I'm like, write your vision down, yeah, write your plan down, but let your plan tally, let your plans and your prayer points tally with your purpose, you know. That is if you know your purpose. That's another question on its own, but basically, I'm not going to go into that, but the Bible says Habakkuk 2:2, write a vision, Okay, write your vision down, okay? My pastor would always say, what you don't write down, the plan you don't write down is a wish, it's merely a wish. So write your vision down, guys. Put it everywhere you can put it. Like, let it be plain. That's what the Bible says. Let it be plain for you to see. If you even want to set it as a reminder every day, reminding you that this is what I set out to do, you know, this year. If you want to make a checklist, but basically write it down and then write prayer points. Lord, help me to achieve this. Lord, help me to achieve this. Not just I want to do this, I want to, just baseless, I want to. We're not doing that this 2020. We are learning. Lord, help me to achieve this. Lord, I want to achieve this. And you know, write them down, be conscious, write it down, pray about it. After January to March, take it up, look at it. How far have I come? Monitor yourself. How far have I come with this? Where am I going? Am I really making progress? You know, don't just write business things that have, you know, no background, no fund, no nothing. You are just writing. No. Please, we are being conscious and intentional this year. Do not just write all those kind of things out and then miraculously December is too far. July or September, maybe August, you're already like, oh, the year has already gone by. I'm going to wait up until December. I'm going to do something else next year. No. Please, we have been intentional this year. Intentionality is very key. Decide to do something in a different way. Someone once said, insanity or madness is doing something the same way and expecting a different result. Check your 2019. In fact, you can even check your 2018. What have I been doing wrong and expecting a right answer? What do I need to start doing differently? You know, how do I want this decade to start? I mean, initial grammar, everybody, hey, this decade, blah, blah, blah. Mind-blowing stuff, you guys. This decade is a decade that a lot of, you know, my age bracket, a lot of us are going to get married. A lot of us are going to give birth to children. I'm sorry if it looks like I'm putting the pressure, I'm bringing the pressure down on you, but I'm just telling you what's going to happen. But do not get overwhelmed. I mean, no pressure, no anything. Breathe in, breathe out. You're going to be okay. You're going to be just fine. So I was just trying to put it in there that, hey, this decade has a lot of possibilities. A lot of music artists are going to rise up, a lot of comedians. This is our generation, like, this is the peak. That's what I think for us, you know. This is the decade we turn 30. Oh my God, I feel old. So this is the decade that has potential written on it for us. A lot of things to be done. A lot of actors, actresses are gonna emerge. a lot of directors, producers, different, you know, crazy software designers. Technology is evolving every day, so a lot of people are going to come out this decade. So you have to start bracing yourself up. Are you going to join the bandwagon, or are you just going to be left out, basically? So yes, that's basically it, guys. We've talked about the decade enough. We've talked about how 2019 has been. We've talked about Christmas. We've talked about New Year. And so it is a wrap. So this is the last time you're gonna be hearing my voice for the year 2019, and I do not think I'm going to be out of place or out of order to tell you Merry Christmas from the Loispiration community. I mean CEO Loispiration. So Merry Christmas and a happy and beautiful New Year. Podcast Friday Stock with Loss is literally 1 year, because we started this last year, and I am so grateful to everyone that has, you know, listened in. We have over 200 plays, and I am super grateful to all you guys. Your feedbacks and everything has been amazing. And it is Lois Tarikava signing out for the year 2019. It is a wrap. See you and hear you out when I hear you out, guys. Don't forget to check out the website loispiration.com. We have amazing content that you can relate to. As always, I pray and hope that everyone sees 2020, and I cannot wait to see and hear from you guys next year. Bye. I love you. Thank you for listening.